This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite and other means. And, oh, by the way, our show is now available on iTunes. You want to go over to iTunes, type in the Captain's America, boom, there you are. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working this holiday weekend, this Christmas weekend, everybody that's out there, thank you for the job you're doing to keep America moving along. I know a lot of packages are coming in late. It has to do with the weather, amongst other things, the coronavirus, too, in some cases. But you'll get your stuff. Just be patient. And if you want to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where our show always streams. The last show is on there, streams in that loop until the new show comes on, and you can hear us live over there on thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. If you can't hear us anywhere else, and it's the live stream of the radio show, and then we play the last show over and over again on a loop until the new one starts. All right, starting off things tonight, we have got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Would you like to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, under normal circumstances, had we not had the big news here about 3 hours ago, I'd be talking about the veto of the NDAA and the president going down to Mar-a-Lago and all that sort of stuff. But we have this little pardon party, if you will, and clemency party, because President Trump did it again. Now, he commutated the sentences and issued pardons for 29 people last night, including Paul Manafort, his former campaign manager, Roger Stone, who was in town at the Tampa Bay Trump Club about a week ago, Charles Kushner, the father of Jared Kushner, and a whole bunch of other people. So, Kyle, you take it from there.
Yeah, and I think that you mentioned Paul Manafort as
yep.
well. Yeah, so this is some really important developments, of course. Charles Kushner, as you said, father of Jared Kushner.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump has known him for quite some time, I sense, since their kids got married in about 2009. So
mm-hmm.
he's known him from his real estate dealings from the past as well. This goat comes on the heels of George Papadopoulos, for
yeah.
example. Yeah.
And I saw Papadopoulos in a couple of interviews yesterday. He was very humble, and he did say something, and I'm pretty sure if I were him, I'd be doing the same thing, that he is considering a major lawsuit against the people that did what they did to him.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And of course, all of that stems from the fake Russian dossier, the surveillance, and in many ways, a lot of people have thought, you know, entrapment and this kind of thing. So, and of course, now Papadopoulos has said that, you know, he did not lie to the FBI, but he did not remember correctly when and if he had met with certain people and so forth. But again, this was the claw that they all sort of got themselves into, where they had to say something because they really squeezed them because they were trying to get to Trump.
Yeah, and Roger Stone talked about it when he was in Tampa, or I'm sorry, St. Pete. Well, actually, Clearwater. I'll get it right in a minute. At the Tampa Bay Trump Club last week, he said that they tried to squeeze him too and offered him a deal where he basically would have nothing but at home time or something like that if he spilled the beans on Donald Trump what he knew. And he said no, he wasn't going to do it because there was nothing to spill.
See, and that's what frustrates the far left, Captain. That's what frustrates the Democrat Party officials. They've tried for years and years now. But there's nothing there, and the stuff that they made up couldn't hold water. And so again, this was Donald Trump was the one person they couldn't knock off in that traditional way.
Now there were also four people that were former government contractors with Blackwater that created a little bit of an uproar because they were convicted in a 2007 massacre. That's their words, not mine, in Baghdad, from the Baghdad government. Now these were former military people that had gone to work for Blackwater: Nicholas Slatton, Paul Slough, Evan Liberty, and Dustin Hurd, and they had lobbied their people. The lawyer had lobbied for pardons because it was believed that they'd received excessive punishment for what they had done, and all they had done was tried to save their lives in this big time, and I mean big time, situation they got themselves in, where they were outnumbered and they were going to be overtaken, and I'm pretty sure they would have been killed.
Well, of course, and anybody who's ever been in that kind of a situation understands how fluid it is and also how much you have to do to save your own life, but that's why the president has that power. It's delegated to him through the Constitution, so if the president feels that there's been a miscarriage, then he can set it right, and that's what he did in this case.
Well, here's the deal. These contractors were ambushed when they were out on patrol in Baghdad. They were ambushed by insurgents, and they shot back in defense. Now, they shot back where the shots were coming from, and of course, we know what did the insurgents do?
What was that?
They covered themselves with women and children.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and these guys just opened up, and, you know, I probably would have been tempted to do the same thing. I wasn't in the same circumstance, so who knows. Hold that thought. Caller, hang on. We'll get to you during, right after the break here. Kyle, I'll be right back. Folks, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren is being brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, remember, I use Relief Factor, so I'm not just talking about something that I have no knowledge about. I've been using this Relief Factor for a little bit more than 5 years, and I use it every day. I've never stopped. Once in a while, I have to take a third dose, not the two that I take morning and night, because of situations that happen where either the pain in my leg gets worse from my injury from the World Trade Center or the swelling, or maybe I have something else that happened like I did a couple weeks ago and totally unrelated, and I took it for the swelling that I was having, and guess what? It worked! It worked! It was gone in 24 hours, absolutely flat out gone, and the discomfort was gone with it too. But that's because it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it lowers and even eliminates pain associated with exercise, everyday living, and maybe some other problems you got. Now, the one great thing about Relief Factor is that it's got several different metabolic pathways that it uses to alleviate pain at the source. And I can tell you that does work. It's 100% drug-free, supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it supports the healing process and healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, for right now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And try the three-week quick start for $19.95. Gets it all going, and you'll know in 3 weeks or less whether or not it works for you. Take it just the way it says to take it. Relieffactor.com/captain. And good luck, and I'm sure you'll be out of pain soon. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we get to the caller, I'm going to read something about California. You ready?
Okay.
Dysfunctional doesn't adequately describe the golden state of California. Now, would you like to know how dysfunctional things have gotten in your state of California?
Yep, I sure would. Well, maybe not, but yes, tell me.
Senator Dianne Feinstein applied for unemployment insurance.
Wow.
Now, wait a minute. Let me explain. Mm-hmm. It wasn't exactly Dianne Feinstein. It was a fraudster, a former employee at California's Employment Development Department, which administers the state's unemployment insurance program, posing as Senator Dianne Feinstein. Now, this person actually was able to bilk taxpayers for over $200,000 in benefits. I'm telling you, and before he got caught, I say he because I think it's a he. And he also used some other gig workers, independent contractors, people that are known, who haven't been out of work, and said they were out of work because of the COVID-19 pandemic. I couldn't make this up if I tried, Kyle. And this is not an isolated incident. There are additional examples of fraud, abuse, and mismanagement in California. They're plentiful. They're too plentiful. And unfortunately, it's those who most need the aid during the recent economic slowdown who've been hurt the worst because Governor Gavin Newsom and his cronies have been asleep at the switch and they're not vetting some of these claims. They just let them go through. Now, sometime California voters are going to say enough is enough, even with the incompetence, the arrogance, the hypocrisy that has once marked this state that did have two political parties at one time, but you can't tell it anymore, can you?
Well, no, and even though the recall is gaining steam in California, the idea of...
Can't happen soon enough.
Well, exactly, but at the same time, though, those who are being sent to the state legislature, they also have to be voted out and replaced with people who are going to actually represent the real interests of California. Otherwise, you have the ability for the state legislature to simply override anything that even a new governor might try to do or veto, for example. So
yep.
This is definitely,
yep.
It's one of those things that has to be a systemic yep. change.
And let's go to the telephone line. We have Mike in Clearwater, and what's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Professor Captain. Before we get started, I think that guy's kind of sitting pretty because not only did he impersonate Dianne Feinstein and get the money, now when he goes to prison, he can apply and get more money. So
that's
you
true.
Know, he's
that's true. Prisoners got nailed, including Scott
yep.
Peterson.
Yeah, he's sitting pretty from where I can see. Now, here's the meat of why I called. I can't say this enough. We have to get an independent prosecutor to look into Hunter Biden and the whole family. You know, they're talking about President Trump is bad-mouthing him for all these people that he's pardoning. Well, I wonder how many people in the Biden family the investigation would ensnare. And you know damn well that when at the end of his term, he's also going to do the same thing. All those people are going to be pardoned. So I'm sick of these people who are bad-mouthing the president about who he's letting off the hook. And the second thing, isn't it kind of convenient that now that the president's on his way out and he wants a $2,000 stimulus check, the Democrats are loving it. Oh, yes, Mr. President, absolutely we'll work with you. Well, why weren't you doing that 6 months ago? You were doing nothing but giving him problems. So the hypocrisy is real. We need to get the Bidens investigated. We need to get this election investigated. And we have to do it before he takes office because, for obvious reasons, he's not going to allow it to happen once he takes office. So I want to hear what your comments are. And one more thing, Captain. When you do the Highway and Byway Truckers Report, can we go rooster cruising tonight?
Maybe in the second part, but not the first one. I got something special lined up.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Now, Kyle, he said a lot of stuff there, and I do know that yesterday we heard for the first time that there were some Department of Justice people that chimed in and said that they wanted to bring a special prosecutor in to investigate Hunter Biden. This was the first time we heard from some of the career DOJ people that were in there.
Well, exactly. And, of course, you know, there are the pros and cons to having special counsels, but the idea is that, just like what Mike was talking about there, you know, they investigated everything basically about Donald Trump. They went down every single possible lead. We saw how that worked out and where they would go. But of course, what would be so frightening to the Bidens, to Joe Biden in particular, but to the Biden family, is that all of this is going to track back to them. It's going to track back to other politicians. It's going to track back with China, what happened in Ukraine, with Hunter Biden, also what's happening with China with Hunter Biden, and on it would go. This is this is the story that they were trying to concoct, basically, the magnitude of it all, that they were trying to concoct about Donald Trump. And, of course, once we really start finding out what's going on, I think the American people would be literally calling for prosecutions in this thing.
Yeah, and I gave the numbers out last night. I'm going to give them again. Here are the numbers for the Department of Justice. Now, there's a comment line, and of course, they've all left probably for the holiday weekend, for the Christmas weekend until this coming Monday. But here's the deal. The main number, the comment line, where you can call and leave a comment is 202-353-1555. So I'm going to give that number out, 202-353-1555. Call, leave your comment there, and say, hey, this is Camp Manju from Camp Manju Land in Louisiana, and I want the special prosecutor to be appointed in the Hunter Biden case. Whatever. Keep it simple, keep it stupid, and you'll get your comment heard, I'm sure. 202-353-1555. Okay, well, Kyle, after the president vetoed the defense spending bill, the president left for Mar-a-Lago with his wife, and the COVID stimulus relief and government spending package now has been left in limbo. Now, there are some congressional representatives. I didn't hear this in the Senate, but there's some people in the Congress that are saying, hey, we'll just amend the dollar amount that you want from 600 to 2000 and keep it in the same bill. I'm not sure they can do that, but if they can do it, that's their solution.
Well, perhaps, yes, if that can be done. But, of course, you've got a lot of opposition, especially some key Republicans as well. There's a lot of opposition to raising that kind of that kind of limit. But again, I think the consensus across the country, Captain, is the idea that $600, you know, really, in terms of people who've been out of work or haven't paid bills and so forth,
it's nothing.
It really is. In comparison to,
in some cases, it's only a month's worth of groceries for a family of four or five.
Well, no, you're right about that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep.
But now you've got, of course, all these millions of dollars going to these different programs or to foreign countries. And honestly, Captain, between both parties, people are thinking, why can't we put the American people first on this?
Now, I think what you'll see is he threw 2,000 out there, and Nancy's going to say two, and AOC and that bunch and Bernie, they all jumped in. Yeah, 2,000. I think you'll see somewhere in the middle they might go the 1,200 again, but it'll certainly be higher than 600 if they can do it. We'll see. All right, hold that thought, folks. Here comes the music. And by the way, we do have a Santa spotting here to report coming up, and I've got a little something else here to kick into the mix tonight. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Republicans blocked an effort Thursday to amend the COVID relief bill passed earlier this week to boost the included stimulus packages up to $2,000. Democrats had tried to pass the amendment by unanimous consent. Its failure now leaves the $900 billion aid package in limbo. Texas Congressman Philemon Vela says the effects of the pandemic over the next few months could be very tough, and that $600 will just not be enough.
We are going to be going through America's darkest days. More and more people getting sick, more and more people dying, and if we're fortunate enough to get past that, you know, given the fact that the vaccination programs have just begun, we can at least be hopeful that by the summer we can begin to recover from an economic standpoint. And $600 for most of the people receiving it won't last through January. And so there is no reason to wait.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is the place to go. Check out their website. All you got to do is type in your zip code and say, I would like a cost comparison for the car or the truck that I'm driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. Guess what? They'll do all of that, too. And you've lucked out if you've got homeowners or renters insurance, because they'll definitely give you a rate on that. Now, here's the big saver for you. With your homeowner's policy, you can bundle your car in there and save even more money. With your renter's insurance policy, you can do the same and save even more money. So what have you got to lose? Nothing. And guess what? You can save money in the process. That's a pretty good deal. I've been with them a little bit more than 15 years, and they've done a very good job by me. I've only had one claim, and it was a great claim, and they took care of it expeditiously, and everything was done fine and in proper order. Didn't cost my rate to go up or anything like that because it was a busted windshield. So there you go. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com, and tell them the captain sent you. By the way, here he comes.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from me, Santa.
All right, he flew by the window out here. Now, I got a little surprise for everybody. Here we go.
Somebody done been to the Walmart.
Man, that's just the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
Five flannel shirts.
Four Big Mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Epo, you got Jeff's 12 days to Christmas.
I know that. I got it covered. Look over in the corner.
That's yours, too?
Yeah, 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam. Four Big Mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a
Mustang GT. Man, these ain't normal Christmas presents.
No, they're redneck gifts.
Redneck gifts?
Yeah, you know, like if you buy your wife earrings that double as fishing lures, or if you convert the entire chorus of Jingle Bells. Perhaps if you think the Nutcracker is something you did off the high dive. Or if you've ever misspelled anything in Christmas lights. Or if you leave cold beer and pickled eggs for Santa Claus.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say anything wrong with it. It's hard to beat.
12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Fat.
Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT. Well, you know, you can't really consider it a Christmas unless you go down to the penitentiary and visit your mama.
You're not listening to me. Get the car key out of your ear. That's where the 9 years probation comes in. I'm going to do it for you again. Now listen.
12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam. 4 Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Are you crying?
No, just my allergies.
Happy when holiday. You need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Well, Kyle, what do you think?
Well, I love it. I mean, that's a non-traditional Christmas song, but I love it.
You would expect nothing else from yours truly.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I got another one lined up here for a little bit later here, but anyway.
Well, I got to say, I would love the parts to the Mustang GT. I think that would...
I'd love the car, never mind the parts. By the way, I did see, get this, my neighbor's got a Mustang GT in 1969 that he just bought, and he's got it totally refurbished. He bought it at a car show somewhere. He paid some unbelievable amount of money, but you want to talk about seeing a Mustang convertible GT in mint condition. Holy smokes.
Wow. That's really something.
Yeah, I might take a picture of it and show everybody. But then again, and I don't know what he's going to do. He said he's got 3 cars and only room for 2. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what are you going to do now? You can't park that in the car lot. That won't be there. If you put it down there, you won't see it anymore. He says, that's it. So he says, I'm just, we got a couple people that are gone, so I'm going to leave my extra car in their driveway and make it look like they're there. You know how people do that. But anyway, we'll see. All right. Now, we were talking about the president's veto of the defense spending bill and the stimulus relief bill. What's going to happen there? The president wants $2,000. Nancy and AOC and company, Bernie Sanders, are all going, yeah. But some of the Republicans are going not so fast. I think we'll see something in the middle is what they'll come up with. But in order to do that, the question is, can they just amend the bill and change the dollar amount and take some of the pork out, which is what's got everybody going here with some of the stuff they saw that it shouldn't be in there because it is actually supposed to be a COVID stimulus bill for Americans, not for people in Sri Lanka or Venezuela or Argentina or the Philippines or wherever else in the hell they were sending money.
Well, right. Well, again, but this is a real good example, Captain, of what really gets to the American people, and that is, again, this is an emergency situation for the American people, and yet the way that the sausage is made in Washington is something that, again, is just delaying things. We're spending a bunch of money. They can't come to a deal unless they get something for their pet project, and this is really revealing to the American people, Captain, as to, again, the fact that the Congress seems to be more interested in doing business as usual and giving everybody maybe $600 as opposed to just really bearing down and spending the money that's being spent in this bill, but spend it on the American people, for goodness sake.
While they get a cost of living increase each year, which is not 1.3%, I might add, and they also get their expense account paid for by the government because they get their office and all that included in there. Okay, let's continue. Does anybody other than me remember President Trump back in 2018 on the massive spending bill that was there? He said, well, Nobody read the bill, and I will never sign another bill like this again. That was in 2018. Do you remember that?
I do. I do. And Captain, I guarantee none of the people on Capitol Hill read through 5,000, almost 6,000 pages.
5,583 pages long. Yep.
That's right. They haven't read through it. Nope. And again, because it's like, but they insert all these things into the bill, again, for their own personal political gain, whatever that may be. And again, that's, you know, nobody's read it. And so to what President Trump said about this, I would say, well, once again, promises made, promises kept. He won't sign it.
Yeah. And Johanna last night was nice enough to tell us, you know, explain a little bit more about the pocket veto and what we were saying. She felt that we should say more, but I'm going to read this again because I did save that because I was going to mention it tonight anyway. Now, a pocket veto occurs when the president does not sign the bill and cannot return the bill to Congress within a 10-day period by a normal veto process because Congress is not in session. Article 1, Section 7 of the U.S. Constitution states, if Congress is in session and the president does nothing with a bill, it automatically becomes law after 10 days. That's not exactly what we're talking about here, but that could happen. And I don't believe the president's going to sit on any bill for 10 days. He'll either veto it or he'll sign it.
Well, of course, yeah, because, again, you know, this bill is, again, goes against what he talked about before, and at the same time, I think the president is trying to do everything possible he can for the American people, because, as we know, I mean, you know, $600 is just not going to do what it needs to do in order to give people, A, the confidence that I'm going to make it, it's going to be all right, et cetera. It's, and a lot of people have seen this as a real slap in the face. You know, again, the idea that the politicians, they haven't missed a paycheck. The government officials, they haven't missed a paycheck. They're all doing fine. But so many people across the country, Captain, are literally wondering if they're going to be able to keep their home, their apartment, or buy food. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, you're right. And something else that's ridiculous, we heard yesterday that New York City may be getting a Yang as their mayor. Because it seems that Mr. Yang, who recently ran for president, his shtick was the guaranteed income. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, basic income, yeah.
He could be bringing all of that to New York City to run for mayor.
And a lot of people will run from New York City at that point. They've got to, Captain. There's no way that I think that they would stay for such a thing. And already
they can't afford it. And by the way, between New York and your state of California, they're number one and number two in people leaving the state, moving elsewhere. Now, they're not all coming to Florida, thank God, but they are taking their voting habits to places like Alabama, Texas, Tennessee, Georgia, North and South Carolina, and Florida.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have some family friends that recently moved to Tennessee, and again, because they can do their job, basically, from literally anywhere in the country, and they were able to simply relocate. So a lot of people are doing that because they're not tied down to have to go to work at a particular place.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and I just might make a surprise command decision here at the last minute. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I hope you're having a great holiday weekend, and I hope that everybody out there has had a merry or is having a merry Christmas. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that. And she's up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, where it's a little bit nippy. And I'm not going to say they're going to see white stuff, but there's stuff moving across the country. Some people are going to have snow all weekend long, and some people aren't. And where it's raining right now in the Northeast, it's going to turn to snow because it's going to get a lot colder. And for you folks up there in Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, eastern side, you know what it's like. It's below zero, and that doesn't count the wind chill. You already had the snow, and it is just downright miserable. But this portion of the program brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. And by the way, Santa Claus flew by, and he had something to say here. Let's see, where are you, Santa? Here he comes.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from me, Santa!
Hey, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio, a little song for that left lane. Goes like this, come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4
hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair ride, Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went to Petey's mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Righty! That's a little bit of Rooster Cruising there. We played that because Santa wanted to hear it too, and I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix. Okay, Kyle, I'm going to read this weather statement, and I'm going to give it to you because most of the weather is over east of you, but here we go. A major storm system is continuing to bring lingering snowfall, bitterly cold temperatures, gusty winds to the Midwest all throughout the holiday weekend, and it's going to get colder as that cold front moves over the northeast. Now, meanwhile, in the east, areas of heavy rainfall are expected. However, that rain is going to change. It's going to lead to some flooding in some areas before the precipitation turns to all snow and stays that way and freezes over, and I don't need to tell you what that's going to do to the highways and byways over in the northeast, especially around the major cities. And we have got a big-time problem with severe thunderstorms that are also possible over parts of southeast Virginia and the Carolinas, similar to what we've been seeing down in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, and the panhandle of Florida. All that is going your way, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to get colder in Florida, colder in Georgia over the holiday weekend. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, well, we're monitoring, of course, there's going to be some rain this weekend, of course, in places like Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, up in Montana, Great Falls area. We're going to see snow over the holiday weekend as well, and various other parts. Missoula, I believe, is going to be, it's kind of the same story there. And in California, we do have a winter storm watch that's going on up in Northern California.
Yeah.
And over the weekend, Captain, this is bringing 2 to 8 inches of snow and possible localized amounts up to about 20 inches in different areas there in Northern California. And this is going to be in the western Plumas County, for example, other areas, Shasta Lake area, northern Shasta Lake County, and other areas like that. So we're going to find those cold temperatures and those winter storm effects basically in that area as well.
By the way, it looks like as if up there at Lake Tahoe, you're going to have some really good skiing over the holiday weekend, so take advantage of that. Now, let me get going here with what's going on, because I'll start with the upper Midwest, North Dakota, the eastern third, all the way from the Canadian border on down into South Dakota, the northeastern corner of South Dakota, and the central and western and northwestern part of Minnesota. You have got below zero temperatures in a lot of areas, wind chills that are even bone-chilling. Worse than that, the wind is going to be a factor here. You still have a blizzard warning as that storm continues to move east across Minnesota, Wisconsin, also Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa. You still have blizzard conditions, which is going to move along with this system because it's conducive to what's going on. There is a wind driving the snow. We've got uncertain weather conditions for Illinois for the next 24 to 36 hours. Michigan, the western part of Michigan, is currently getting snow all along the lee shore of Lake Michigan, so be advised of that. Down south, I'll stay west of the Mississippi for a minute. You've got a lot of winds and a lot of uncertain weather. Eastern half of Texas, all the way on down to the Texas border, where, believe it or not, we have a fire weather watch down there in Brownsville and a freeze watch. We're just west of there in Harlingen, Texas. And then Louisiana, the western half of Louisiana, has got a high wind warning and unstable weather conditions there for what may or may not come across. Again, if you're on I-10, if you're coming out of Mississippi and on I-55 up north out of New Orleans, or I-65 out of Mobile north up towards Montgomery, you're going to be looking at some bad weather. That weather is going to continue to move east and north. It'll be in the middle Atlantic states a little bit later, so you got some storms coming your way. It's getting colder in Florida. Frost freeze watch in place right now for temperatures, and it's going to be chilly before it warms up, probably towards the end of the weekend and towards Monday. But the snow starts in Tennessee. It is snowing in the extreme north part of Georgia, probably up around Knoxville, Chattanooga way, up in that area, through that path. And then once you come across 40 to I-81, you're going to have snow all the way to New York. Now, the rain is going to continue to move off to the east as the temperatures drop. All that's in behind it is going to freeze, and it's going to snow. You've got a winter storm warning across the western part of Virginia, North Carolina, the eastern third of Kentucky. That's going to continue to move to the east into Maryland, the mountains of Maryland. You've got the southeastern part of Ohio, winter storm warning. You've got a winter storm warning all the way from Cleveland, Ohio, to just south of Buffalo, New York on I-90. So be advised of that. And then the snow that's there is going to be there and continue to snow as it continues to move to the east, lee shore of Lake Ontario from Oswego all the way to Watertown. You've got snow coming down there. In the Adirondacks, you have snow that'll be there all weekend. The rain that's currently in southern New York, Binghamton, across to Poughkeepsie and over towards Albany and down into the eastern part of Pennsylvania and Jersey, that rain is going to turn as it gets colder and becomes snow and or ice, and you're going to have a real fun time over the weekend. So please be careful. It's going to be the same way around the nation's capital, up to Baltimore, up to Philadelphia. So please be careful. And in addition, the rain that's going up into New England right now will turn to snow. So that's what we got, Kyle, and it's an interesting weather weekend for everybody out there.
Well, it certainly is, Captain. Yeah, winter is here for sure.
Yeah, and there's only one guy I know that's loving all of this.
Well, that would be the big guy, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from me, Santa!
I think he agrees.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, that's the thing, this time of year, and he's tooled up for that. He can navigate.
But see, he spent last week down here at the beach.
Yeah, well, that's right.
And he was getting all prepared, all rested up, and then he'll probably come back down here after he delivers all the toys and goodies to all the kids and whatnot around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you hang on. And, folks, we'll come right back after the top of the hour news, hour number two. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We've got plenty more stuff to talk about. And I'll tell you what, please be careful if you're out there on the highways and the byways in some of those areas where we told you they had blizzard conditions. Holy smokes. Alrighty, when we come back, California's on the map again. ICE is on the map again. What do we do? Be right back.
Hello, I'm...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.